everyone.
Hey, friends.
We're coming at you live in Hatboro, the borough. We're podcasting on the phone again because it was good quality sound.
It was really good quality. I know you guys were like, let me compare. Like, let me go back and listen to the other ones.
Yeah, I'm sure you all took notes. And, we're just waiting. Did you mail in your responses?
Yeah, they're coming.
We know they're coming. So we're just trying it out.
I know.
I do miss holding a mic.
I do. I miss the headphone mic thing. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like, I just found this out recently. Also, if you go to casinos, the slot machine, it's a button now. The lever is for show.
You can do the lever.
No, I was told the lever was for show now.
Okay, well, the lever's for show.
And I almost feel like that. Like, you're just missing a piece of, I don't know, just missing something.
So we're just gonna see how this goes.
And we're gonna rock and roll with it.
We're just gonna rock.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I don't have a riddle because we didn't have one last week. Or 2 weeks
ago. Are we done with the riddles?
No, we're not done with the riddle. What? Paige slowly just tried to phase out my favorite part of the podcast.
Is that your only favorite part?
That's my only, I only stay on here for the riddles. Wow. Find one right now.
Okay, she's gonna find a riddle. Well, people,
Merry Christmas!
Wow, yeah, I was gonna...
It's a Christmas episode!
Meg.
Paige.
I have a serious question for you.
I'm scared, but yeah, okay.
What? No, don't be scared. Excuse me. Oof. So Christmas is on the 25th.
Since when?
And your birthday's on the 26th.
It's awful, y'all.
How has your life been?
Well, my life...
Do you get more excited for Christmas or your birthday? Or just give me the
I'll tell logo. You. I have a few answers to that. So cool. You really just opened up a can of worms.
Worms.
So I will give a special shout out to my amazing mother. Because she has always made sure that my birthday is a completely separate entity. Like, to the fact, like, she won't let my brothers, like, put my stuff in Christmas, you know, wrapping paper, anything like that.
Nice.
However, everyone else kind of combines them.
Right.
It was fun, like, as a kid and even now as an adult, because, like, at my Christmas party, then, like, everyone sings to me. But the thing is, and here's the sucky part. Also, fun fact about my birthday, you Catholics. St. Stephen, the first martyr, he was stoned to death.
Yes, he sure was.
Yeah, his feast day is on my B-Day. So we have that in common.
Wow.
Paige is trying to figure out how she can cut that part out of this podcast. Anyway, I think people are generally miserable on my birthday.
Right.
Because you wake up and you're like, great, it's all over. Like, now we just sit here and wait till boring, like, horrible January. Christmas is over. The fun is over. And so I think
you don't like January as a month?
I hate January.
My mom was born in January.
Besides Ice Mom's birth.
At the end. She's the 31st.
Yeah, see, so she was, like, already edging out of that month. And I just think, like, if you ever heard the song Last Christmas, it's Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart the next day.
That's my birthday.
Giving hearts away on my B-Day.
Man! So I feel like I never thought about that.
Tsunami on my birthday. In
really?
The Philippines, yeah, the big one in 20 okay, whatever. I just feel like it's, and grade school. I'll tell you about grade school. So like everyone got those fun.
I
like,
really did open a can.
You
of
did
worms.
Bringing treats for bringing treats for your birthday, and so mine never got that because I was never in school, and
but
was
that's
just
fun.
No, that's the best part is picking someone to give out like cupcakes with you.
I know, but you don't have to be in school on your birthday.
Right, but like no one could ever come to my birthday parties because it's like, you know, Christmas time. And then
I don't feel bad for you.
They announce your birthday over the loudspeaker and I never got mine. I got lumped into like, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, and all the Christmas movies. And I just, you know what, it's just a joke. It's a big fat joke.
Do you sometimes wish you were born on Christmas?
Oh, and I'll tell you another thing about it. I feel like Joe has the perfect birthday because he is in June. And I feel like you have 6 months then from Christmas to June. So, like, you know, you get to rethink what presents you didn't get for Christmas and then June to Christmas. Like, you have 6 months. I have to think of everything I want. First world problems, I know. All in one shot. And then I don't get anything for a year.
Do you think my birthday's, like,
you have a good birthday. You have a good birthday. And it's, like,
March 9th for all of you who want to mark your calendars now.
March 9th is fun. And I feel like it's, like,
my birthday's on a Friday this year. Holler back.
That was
terrible.
Good.
That was bad,
yes.
Too. One more. That was better.
Yeah, I think March is good. I think anything before October, because October is, like, the best month of the year. So I feel like...
I disagree.
Well, your opinion doesn't matter. It's a fact.
Okay.
So anyway, that is the answer to that question. Paige did not prepare for that. As always, I had a lot to say about a random topic.
Do you feel like you're prepared for Christmas? Have you done all your shopping?
Nope. I am the most ill-prepared I have been thus far.
Today is probably the last day that you can order things online if you want it to arrive on time. Keep that in mind.
Yes, I know. Remind me to tell you off the podcast. I'll tell you guys next week.
Not it'll be for something... listeners' ears.
It will be next week. So me and Joe aren't doing gifts this year because our TV was our gift.
It's a beautiful television.
But we've done joke gifts every year. And so this year, the theme for the joke gift is to find the weirdest thing possible and give it as a gift for
$15. Did you come up with this?
I did.
Okay.
So I've got some...
Can I be a judge?
Yeah, absolutely. We always need a judge.
Because if it's between the two of you, you're going to win.
Yes.
But I would like to judge the
You can judge. And we won't tell you whose is who. We'll just put the gifts out and you can say which one's weirder.
This is fine.
Yeah. You can do it on my birthday. Are you around on my birthday this year?
It's a Tuesday.
We'll discuss plans.
I can prep after.
Yeah, I forgot you. Yeah. So anyway, those are my thoughts on my B-Day. I expect a lot of fanfare and gifts, y'all. So I'll create a P.O. box. I'll fill you guys in on that.
We should just because I want to see if people would write us letters.
What if, I feel like we get some from, prisons.
Probably.
Do they have podcasts?
I'm sure we're a hit in prisons.
I feel like we're probably a hit.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. On the prison circuit, I think.
Two girls walk into a prison.
Shout out.
Wow. So, is your family big on, Christmas cookies, baking?
I'll tell you what we are big on, Paige.
Okay. Drinking.
Yes. Miller Lite. We are obsessed with drinking. But that is kind of an everyday thing. Christmas, me and my mom do chocolate-covered pretzels.
On Christmas Day?
No, we did it last weekend. It took us about 9 hours.
What? Do you have any here?
Yeah, do you want some?
Yeah, we'll get them later. I just want one.
Nine.
Are you a rod?
I was going to give you a little box if you want it.
It's neat. Are you the rods or are you the...
No. I'll show you.
Yeah, chocolate pretzels. Do you put sprinkles on them?
We do. Sometimes we do multicolored icing.
Wow.
You know, just whatever.
Fancy. Wow, she really taped that box.
We're going to do a live tasting here.
What if I don't like it?
Well, you have to fucking lie.
What kind of chocolate do you use?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
You're asking a lot of questions.
The listeners want to know.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
There we go. Finally.
Okay.
Wow, she really went to town
on
this
wrapping.
She really
made sure that they were protected. Oh, she put Hershey kisses in them and everything.
She's a sweetheart. Oh.
We broken ones, we mess with them too. Yeah.
Mmm.
Right?
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Oh, red and green.
Want a full one?
That's yours.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 9 hours.
9 hours? How many did you make?
Hundreds.
It was lovely.
What about you guys? What's the Shuck fam tradition?
So we usually do make a lot of cookies. I recently made some Russian tea cakes that were a hit.
What is a Russian tea cake?
It's a snow, a snowball, you may have heard them called.
Oh, is it coconut?
No, coconut.
Oh.
So it's basically just lots of butter, powdered sugar, I guess there's flour? Probably flour. And there's pecans in there.
Oh my god.
Finely chopped. And then you bake them. You make them, really small, and then when they come out, you roll them in powdered sugar. The key is to roll them once they're hot and then roll them again.
The key.
They were a friggin' hit.
I bet they were.
But we make, I really like making Christmas cookies.
So, I like eating Christmas cookies.
So we do Pizzelles.
Okay.
We'll do the little spritzer cookies that you put in the cookie gun and shoot. I usually do those. They're sugar.
Cookie gun?
A cookie gun. And then they come out in Christmas trees or a wreath.
I have never heard of a cookie gun.
What?
In my entire life of living.
You've never heard of a cookie gun.
Never heard of a cookie gun. Can you pull a picture up on my phone?
You can pull it up on your phone.
Okay, I will.
You've never heard of a cookie gun?
I don't know what that is.
They're a hit and a half. I don't know your password.
4444.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to do the cookies, though. I don't know when I'll make them. I feel like I should have done them. We also like to do the snap pretzels with the Hershey Kiss.
Oh, yeah. And then Big hit. Big fan.
Cookie gun.
Guys, if you have a really weird or cool Christmas tradition, I don't necessarily need to know about it.
Right.
But I am always down to taste test. I like to think of myself as a connoisseur. I've never seen that a day in my life.
Really?
I'm going to post a picture of this on our Instagram.
I should make them. They're good.
If you've seen it.
Cookie gun.
It's not a thing.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it legit is a thing, but it's not a real person thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not. We're going to take a vote. Oh, Instagram has that cool little votey tool. If we can figure out how to use it.
I can figure it out because people will know.
People won't know.
Our people, our Frosted Flakes, our baking connoisseurs.
Nope, don't buy it.
Anyway, do you want to hear?
Move on, sorry.
Do you want me to talk about this article that I printed out? I think this is just an ad.
Digital drip laminated and printed an article.
No, it's just on really good paper. So I thought you would enjoy this because I find this very interesting.
Okay.
So this comes from, to cite our sources, ABC News. So
okay.
It's not fake news.
So it's legit.
The headline, and this came from today, Navy pilot recalls encounter with UFO.
Nope. I don't want to hear anymore.
I think it was not. Nope, I don't want to hear anymore. Can I just read a little bit of it? Please.
Paige, I don't. You know that's my biggest fear in this world. I don't like aliens. I'm deathly afraid.
So.
That guy's a coup.
No, this guy is like, I can tell you, I think it's not from this world. I'm not crazy. Haven't been drinking. It was.
Yeah, every person that's ever said I'm not crazy is most likely crazy.
So, this is interesting. So this guy, and what's his name? David Favor. He was in the Navy for 18 years as a Navy pilot. Favor's stunning retelling of this encounter off the California coast with what appeared to be a 40-foot long wireless object that flew at incredible speeds in an erratic pattern comes as the Pentagon revealed the existence of a secret program to investigate sightings of UFOs. The program was shut down in 2012 because of budget priorities, according to the Pentagon. So there was an actual secret program to investigate sightings of UFOs. I've never seen anything in my life, in the history of flying, that has the performance, the acceleration. Keep in mind, this thing had no wings. Favor recalled flying his F-A-18 fighter on a training mission on the beautiful Southern California day 13 years ago when things got a little strange. Controllers on one of the Navy ships on the water below reported objects that were dropping out of the sky from 80,000 feet and going straight back up.
I hate every part of this tale.
So we're thinking, okay, this is going to be interesting, he said. As they were looking around for the object that appeared on the radar, another aviator spotted something. I was like, dude, did you see that? They literally said that. That's amazing. We look down. We see white disturbance in the water, like something's under the surface, and the waves are breaking over, but we see next to it, and it's flying around, and it's this little white tic-tac, moving around left and right, forward, back, just random. It's crazy! The object also didn't display... I don't know what that means. Anyway, so he's basically saying that he saw a UFO.
We're just taking this guy's word at face value.
But the thing that blows my mind is that there was an actual department that investigated UFOs. Oh, in the next article, I guess I didn't mean to print this one out. Stormy week ahead for the holiday
I'm
travel.
I'm so upset.
I think there's stuff out there, man.
I'm not talking about it. It's a big fear of mine. It's too.
I'm not scared of them.
I'm terrified.
I don't know if it was alien life, but I will say that in an infinite universe with multiple galaxies that we know of, that if we're the only planet with life,
I don't want to hear about this. That sounds like the biggest game.
Lonely universe. So he was a Navy pilot.
I don't care. This is stupid and it's scary.
I don't.
This is not Christmassy.
I'm just saying.
You're a hooker. I hate you.
I couldn't not bring this up.
I hate it, but I do have a follow up question on that.
Okay.
What do you think would be the most difficult thing to explain to an, I'm not even going to say alien because it's too scary, but to people who aren't from here, what do you think trying to explain to them, like, oh, well, we do this because, you know, like, what process or human, like, activity would be the most strange to explain? Like, I'm just looking at my Christmas tree and I'm like, yeah, you know, like, once a year
we
chop down like green trees and bring them in our house even though they're supposed to be outside, and then we put colorful balls on them and gifts underneath. Like, I'm just trying to think of like what would be some weird stuff to explain.
Well, I
right,
you've stumped me.
Yeah, if you guys have any good answer to that, let us know, because I,
yeah, what, like,
I just think that would be really funny. Like, what would be, we have this like juice and it makes you feel funny, but you can't have it until you're a certain age,
or
you, sometimes kids drink it in the woods, or so you, they don't get in trouble,
or you can't like, you can only drive when you're 16, or like, I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
It's weird as shit to try to think, like, what would we explain?
Meg, I
know.
My mind is blown right now. But I can't, there's, everything we do is weird.
Everything we do is so weird. And I'm just thinking, explaining that to, we sit on a couch and talk into a phone so other people can hear us talking.
Or like, we have this paper thing that we use to pay for things.
Yes, but that's
technically
weird.
Technically, like, it's just paper, but it is worth something. But why is it worth something?
Yeah.
And why do we want to have so much of it? Why can't we just take whatever we see?
Yeah. There's billions of, you know, people in the world, but we go around and we pick a couple who like us, and then we spend the rest of our lives hanging out with just those couple people. Like, think,
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
I blew Paige's mind. See, she tried to scare me. And I scared her right back.
Well, you didn't scare her.
I think I scared her, guys. She just ran out of the room terrified.
So, I have a confession.
What's your confession?
I haven't had Diet Coke in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. How are you still functioning? Paige is addicted to Diet Coke.
I'm trying to wean myself off of it. Because I feel like the last couple of times, like, I've been drinking it like sporadically, and I just don't feel that great afterwards.
Interesting.
But I love, so I've just, I don't know.
What have you been replacing it with?
Those, like, energy fizz stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the little fizzies.
And I've been trying to cut down during the week to just one cup of coffee.
Oh, God, for a whole week?
During the, like, one a day.
Oh, I was like, Paige, you just pick a day where you're like, this is the day I'll need
Tuesday!
It. I'll just need coffee.
Yeah, I don't know what's up.
That's strange.
I used to drink so much caffeine during the day.
You're just high on life now.
Definitely not
natural energies.
My morale is low.
Yeah. Well,
I need to get juiced up.
Juiced up. Sleeping. Try explain sleeping to them. Our bodies function. We have 24-hour days, but we go to a soft place and recharge our bodies.
Sleeping is weird when you think about it.
Weird phenomenon. That we can just, like, fall into unconsciousness.
Isn't it weird when you think about it?
It's so... I'm creeping myself out now.
Can you stop?
I swear. Speaking of creepy things, let me see how much time I have. So that is it? This is a long topic. Okay. Fabulous. So.
Here we go.
Now we're in the Christmas season. I feel like we have to talk some Christmas.
We were.
Well, we're talking more about it.
Okay.
So, I think now's a good time to start talking about some Christmas movies.
Okay.
And I was watching the Santa Claus classic Christmas movie the other day.
Oh, I love the Santa Claus.
And as I watched it, I was just, I just like thought of a bunch of, I just had a bunch of thoughts and I thought it'd be interesting to share them.
Okay.
You're not going to like them because it kind of like discredits it. But it's funny.
Why?
It's just like funny to think about.
All right,
one of the more sick things, if you haven't seen, I'm sure everyone's seen the Santa Claus 2. The
yeah, yeah, when,
yeah, 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 where yeah. It's in the clause, he has to get married.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's part of and the Santa principle. Claus that he has to get married, which means that the Santa Claus in the first movie was married. And when you think about it,
happened to her?
Right, and why did the elves not mourn him? Like, they're super close to Tim Allen. Like, they just all started moving on and accepted that they had a new leader.
Yeah,
did they just boot his wife out?
None of the elves were, like, sad.
No one was sad. Did he not have a family? Like, where was his family? Did they just, like, kick her to the curb? Like, nobody even blinked an eye thinking about the other Santa Claus.
Poor guy.
And I just really thought that that was sad, and I'm sorry to bring everyone down.
So, I also have a question. Like, so he became Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to, like, and then his name becomes, like, Santa Claus.
Right.
What about, like, when he, that person he was?
Yeah.
What was Scott?
Scott Calvin.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just disappears.
Like, he had a house. He had, like.
He had a life.
And it's just so weird.
Riddle me this.
No.
So, Santa Claus dies. You know, he falls off the roof, whatever.
And he disappeared. His body disappeared.
Tim Allen, instead of, you know, being, like, a bad dad, goes in and calls 911. What if I'm Charlie and I put the suit on? Does a six-year-old become Santa Claus?
Oh, my God.
What happens then? Does someone have to... Is it like when you become a prince when you're a kid? Like, someone kind of takes over the throne until you're ready?
Probably.
Do you have an interim Santa?
You probably have to be 18. Mm-hmm. 25.
I think that's probably part of the
rules. Be able to rent a car, be able to become Santa.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So that was another thought I had.
Wow.
And then at the end of the movie, and I thought of this, and then I watched a video, an Honest trailer, and they pointed this out. At the end of the movie, Neil, you know, sweater Neil, points out.
The ex-wife is the worst.
Yeah, but when you watch it now, you're like, oh my God, this guy kidnapped her kid and he's pretending to be Santa Claus. Like, you would get why she'd be worried. I think that means you're an adult, and that sucks. So Neil says, you know, oh, Charlie, you're going to make a great psychiatrist one day. And Charlie says, I think I'm going to go in the family business. So he's going to murder Tim Allen, basically, one day. If he wants to go in the family business, you're killing your dad.
No.
And that little punk that he is in the second one, spray painting shit.
He was a punk.
He's such a punk. Your dad's Santa. What's wrong with
you're
you?
You're punk,
you're
kid.
Punk.
Kid.
And he's like, Christmas sucks. So anyway, those were...
He was so cute in the first movie.
He was such a nug. What he a was great so actor. Cute. So those were some of my... thoughts. I just was thinking about the, like, logistics of the actual Claus part of it. The Santa Claus.
Yeah, you really got into
it. I really got into it. I was drinking some wine. I was really having a lot of thoughts.
Did you write these down?
I didn't. I just remembered them.
That was good.
They stuck out to me so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another thing. Another movie that you could pull apart.
I really wish Santa was real.
Oh, that was my other thing. These parents in this film, like... Who do they think is bringing their kids presents?
Yeah.
Always.
Like, they're like, oh, that one.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. Open
that
it.
Canoe was not here earlier, buddy.
Where did you get that? Yeah, that's a good...
Is it just good. A game of like, oh, I'm sure he bought it for me and he's just lying? Like, does he warp their minds? Does he do some like voodoo?
Yeah.
He's got a whole new twist.
Santa has so much magic.
But like, if he just... I know that you're supposed to just believe without seeing, but like...
Seeing and believing.
Just, but like...
And believing and
you just
seeing.
Let people like get a glimpse. Believe in you in a heartbeat.
100%. I wish Santa was real.
So in the second Santa Claus, he gives this whole, if you haven't seen it, it's great. It's a good one.
I love when he goes and gets the toys for what everyone wanted. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. He gives everybody their like best childhood toys, like a doll, a game from when they were young. And he brings it to... What the fuck is this?
Probably from your jacket. It's a feather.
Yeah, but it's like a multicolored feather. That's scary.
It's all right. You're welcome.
Like, what's in here? What would be the toy that would be like, you would see it and you'd be like, that is my childhood. If I needed to believe in Santa, he would bring me that and I would immediately, like, no.
Wow.
Like, he brings the mom mystery date and he brings Neil a weenie whistle, an Oscar Mayer weenie whistle. So, like, what would be your nostalgic thing?
A
razor scooter. That's hilarious. I think mine would be... I don't even know. I'm trying to think of, like, a great gift. I got a goldfish one year. That was pretty dope.
Wow.
I got these things. I'm sure all of you have seen them.
They're
incredibly dangerous. No. They were... I forget what they were called, but basically they were trampolines for your feet.
Huh?
And you velcroed your foot in, and then you would jump around, and they literally would just snap your ankles. Like, they were so dangerous.
I don't think I got those.
I'll show you them. I got them.
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I didn't get those.
Moon shoes. That's what they were called. If you guys know what I'm talking about, those were great. Moon shoes were great. Moon I also feel like my first cell phone would really bring back a lot of nostalgia because it didn't even have a camera on it.
I remember I used to, like, when I was little, I had, like, a play kitchen, and I loved that
play
so much.
Play kitchens were fun.
I feel like I played a lot of house when I was little.
I could see you playing a lot of house.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I played. We used to play dinosaurs a lot.
I never played dinosaurs.
We played a lot of like crazy games. These thingies. Those are so dangerous.
So dangerous. I never tried them.
Who was like, this is an amazing, we'll give clumsy ass little kid a skip it. That's what it would
skip
be.
Skip it.
I love skip it. Sorry, I just thought of that.
Do you think pogo sticks are still a thing?
I loved my pogo stick.
Do you think they're still a thing?
Yes, I actually was just on somebody's.
Why?
I don't know.
Where?
I have no memory. I just know I was on pogo sticks.
That's a dream.
No, it wasn't.
Were you drunk?
Maybe. But I was with a pogo stick no matter what it was. And now they're like hoverboards. Those little, my cousins have one, the hoverboards.
Oh, they're so dangerous.
They're fun though.
Like, I've never been really... on one. They make me nervous.
They make me nervous too. And when they die, they just stop. So you just like fall off.
Boop.
It's hilarious.
Oh, I remember I had a electric scooter. That was fun.
I got a skateboard with a Chinese dragon on the bottom of it.
I'm not shocked.
I thought I was so cool. I just carried it. No, I didn't necessarily ride it. I just was like, I got my board.
Did you have skater shoes?
No, I didn't. I never got that far into it.
Did you want them?
I did it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I wasn't into the
sneakers, you know?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I wasn't into the, like, brand, like, the look of it. I just wanted to, like, shred.
Brand? DX.
Pipe.
Pipe? Yeah, let's go pipe. No, that could be something
else. I know. Drugs. I just said shred pipe, and I just feel like that sounds
shred
like...
Shred the pipe!
That's like... Yeah. That's fresh. Bruh. That sounds fresh.
Bruh, let's shred the pipe.
Rock power.
Great show.
Great show. What a G.
Tito.
That Reggie was. Sam. Lame Sam and Otto.
Otto.
Yeah.
Otto.
Great. And Twister.
Twister.
I think that was his name, right?
I thought you meant the game.
Mm-mm. No, not the game, Paige. I did not mean the game.
Twister's an awful game.
Do you remember Don't Break the Ice?
No.
It's like you put a little figurine in the middle.
Yes.
And there are blocks of ice and you can't break the ice.
Yes, yes.
Great game.
Great game.
Simple construction. Great game. Hours of fun. Hours of fun. You guys will all remember this.
No,
do you remember Perfection?
Yes!
Where you get the pieces in.
I was literally just thinking of that.
That was the first panic attack I think every child in the world has had. Like, it was so nerve-wracking. I would pause it, put them all in, and then let that bitch go. Like, I was not ever playing
that game.
That
game also gave me a lot of anxiety. Operation.
Oh, yeah. I loved that game, though.
I wasn't good at that.
I loved it.
I was big... Candyland. I was big on the game of life. Oh, I could play that
Shoots
all
and
the
ladders.
Way through.
I play Shoots and Ladders all day long.
Sure.
Battleship.
Yeah, I battled.
We're definitely on different wavelengths with
Monopoly.
Things.
I could never finish a game.
No. Or Risk. Have you ever played Risk?
No, I've never. Frankie's a big Risk fan.
He's probably still playing it. It's the longest game in
He's
the world.
He's definitely still playing it.
So if you have a cool nostalgic present, let us know.
Yeah,
and maybe Santa will bring it to you. Who knows? You never know in this day and age.
Because remember, seeing is believing, but believing is seeing.
Seeing is believing.
Believing is seeing?
No.
What's the line?
Seeing. No, well, it's not seeing.
Believing is seeing.
No, because if
is
you
that
see it and believe
line?
It, I don't think that's a line. It's.
Am I making that? Where is this coming from?
It's Walk to Remember.
No, it might be.
Is that what she says? Like, faith, you can't see
our
it,
love
but.
Is like the wind.
What a ridiculous...
I can't see it, but
I can feel it. I feel like that's the same concept as seeing is believing.
Is that
believing.
A Walk to Remember? Or that has to be a Walk
it's
to Remember.
It's a Walk to Remember as hell. She is... That's a crazy
that
movie.
Song. Can we sing that song on Saturday?
And I lift my hands and pray. Yeah, that,
and
I'm right.
I lift my hands and pray. To be only
yours I pray. To be only yours.
I
and then we flip to Princess Diaries when she's like, what's that song she sings?
Oh, Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Great movie. Great movie.
Great movie.
That is probably...
Mandy Moore.
Probably one of my all-time fave movies.
She should win.
I was so excited. I was like, because it's, you know, after you're done being 11 and you don't get your Hogwarts letter, you're like, what more could I have going for me? And then you see Mia Thermopolis, a nobody from Cali... Gets to be a queen, or, well, princess and then a queen.
Princess of Genovia.
Like, and I was like, okay, I'm Irish. Like, I could have a relative.
No.
You just, like, never know. And that never happened. And then I just wanted the fire pole that she had.
Amazing, when she lived in the old
I really
firehouse.
Didn't have a... I just either wanted to be a witch, a princess, or just have a fire pole, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Give a girl a fire pole.
Just give a girl a fire pole. Not, like, a legit pole. Like, I didn't need a pole for that.
You could take away your stairs and put one in.
I could. I rent, but I definitely think that there's a possibility there.
When you guys leave, you should be like, listen,
Just a suggestion. To make
this place better.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a fireball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or just like a short one from your attic down.
Yeah. I'll look into it. Can't be that much. No. I just wanted something fun. And I always, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, my favorite thing from family sitcoms, like Full House, Cosby Show, Sister, Sister, they had two staircases. So one was in the kitchen, one was in the living room.
Why was it like that?
That was literally, I thought, like the ultimate.
Yes, Sister, Sister. Yes.
Every Full family House. Show, Cosby Show, you name it.
Corey Matthews.
That's a Raven?
No, Boy Meets, Boy Meets World. World.
That's a Raven had one
that's
too.
That's a Raven.
You think about it. And I just think, I've thought about this so much. Because when I was little, I said to my mom, all I want is two staircases and a kitchen door. Like, everyone had a swinging kitchen door. Think of all of those shows.
But I don't know any friends.
Think every show.
Who has two staircases.
Or a swinging kitchen door.
I don't know anyone with a swinging
Those were just
door.
Like luxuries. And to me as a kid, like being rich, having a ton of money, having like tons of pets, like that wasn't my goal in life. My goal in life was just to be able to go up to my bedroom from the living room or the kitchen if I wanted.
I literally,
yeah.
My mind, I don't have a
Paige,
mind.
Paige, and a swinging door.
I don't have a mind anymore because.
Yeah, I blew it. Every single one has two staircases. Lizzie McGuire was the only like down-to-earth homegirl who didn't.
But no, like there's not any homes that I've ever been in.
I've never seen a home with two staircases.
No.
No. It's not a thing.
That's insane.
I know. So everybody, when you watch these shows now, you're going to be like, holy shit. That's a crazy thing.
I'm never not going to see it now.
I know. Any old show, like, now the fun new shows where they live in, like, lofts, like, iCarly and, like, all that fancy. I love how iCarly's fancy to me. Yes, but they have one staircase. Like, they're like,
new
norms.
Girl.
New girl. Like, because they're all in lofts and apartments. We're in a recession, people. It makes sense. But two staircases.
We're not in a recession anymore.
We definitely are. There's no way we're not. There's no way we're thriving.
I think we're, like.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I just... Nobody has two staircases anymore. I don't think we're thriving the way we used to be. So anyway, I know that that's random, but think about it. That is the peak of success.
I'm not okay.
Not having a loft, not having a penthouse, not having this, not having that. Just two freaking staircases and a door to get into your kitchen so that you can slam it shut.
But I feel like the way that homes are built now, that open concept is mm-hmm. the thing. So people don't really have doors on the kitchen.
I think it was more me as a kid just wanting to have, like, different ways to sneak in and out. Not in my house, just around my house.
To scare people.
And just to mess with people or just to, like, get
I'm
out of trouble.
I'm not gonna lie. For some reason, I was walking up to knock on your door. I thought you were gonna be in the bushes.
Did you see the
me.
Santa? Did that
I
scare
did.
You?
It yeah. did a little bit. I don't know. I thought you were going to scare me.
What does it say that Paige's first thought was, Meg's probably been in the bushes for about 30 minutes waiting for me?
Oh, because I literally might.
You came 3 minutes earlier, or else I would have been in the bushes.
You would not. You
now I'm going to be in the bushes every time.
No.
But yeah, so I just, you know, I always thought that that was the greatest thing ever, and I just felt a little slighted.
I don't know what to think anymore.
I've blown your mind a couple times today. I'm sure I've blown all your minds a couple times tonight. You're going to walk away from this podcast like, you know what? I have a new viewpoint. How many times can you watch something or listen to something and say, my viewpoint's changed? Not many.
Not many.
Not many.
No, I'm going to think about...
Besides the documentary.
I'm going to think about the Santa Claus differently and every...
And what would...
Like, 90s sitcom.
What would we tell aliens as well? Don't forget that one.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about that.
You should... Yeah, but, like, how would we explain our human...
I think nice alien
No, I'm saying, like, when I pose that question, like, what weird things?
What weird thing, yeah.
We have a little room
money is weird when you think
where
about
we, like, turn on water, the thing that we drink, but we don't drink it. We just pour it on ourselves to get rid of dirty air from the day. Showering might be a stretch. Showering is probably like a normal function.
But they probably do weird things, too.
Yeah, they do a lot of weird things, like invade our planet.
They just want to check out what's up.
They don't want to check it
but
out.
But here's the question.
No.
Why do they have all this technology, all this crazy stuff, and they can get to us, but why can't we get to them? Right?
I don't know. And I don't ever want to know.
I do.
I don't ever want to know.
I do.
I truly, truly don't.
Watch any good movies lately?
Besides Santa Claus?
Yeah. Did you have any other Christmas topics?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay. I've gone forever. Like Home Alone, that's another one. Those parents, what
okay.
disgraces.
They were so rude
to
Kevin.
Oh, that was my question
they
for
you.
They
were so rude to Kevin in the beginning when they're like,
he would be traumatized.
You ruined Christmas, you little jerk.
Yeah.
And he, like, sorry, he's an annoying kid.
I'm like, you're smelly and ugly, Uncle Weirdo.
And how do you forget your son? Like, get forgot. Literally all the way to the airport and be like...
And how do you not get... Like, the police didn't do it. Like, there was no... Like, no one actually checked in on her.
You know that the mom had all the boarding passes.
Yeah.
So she would have been like, oh, Kevin.
Yep.
Kevin?
Yeah. He's deaf adopted because she did not have that motherly instinct.
They didn't care about him.
Not at all. But my question for you was, and I kind of feel like I know the answer.
Would you do well in the situation?
Would you do well? Yes.
Nope.
What would you do, though? What would be your first thought if your parents left you for vacation? And we don't have cell phones or anything. Like, this is back in the, you know, the 90s.
I would probably go try to find, like, if I'm living where I'm at today.
All your neighbors on vacation, like his were. Like, they're all in fancy places.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you're 8.
I'm 8?
Well, that's how old he was, I think, right?
I would definitely lock every single door.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I call the police? And be like...
Why doesn't he call the police?
That's what I... Why didn't his mom contact the police?
She did, and they didn't believe her, and then they went and knocked. Or no, remember he put on that party scene? Oh, and I think they thought she was crazy. Which, like...
What a
not
smart
a great,
kid.
But, like, what would you do? What would be your first move? Would you call... You'd call the police?
Yeah.
Yeah. He went out and bought himself a toothbrush.
I would 100%
but, like, stole a toothbrush.
Call the police... And, like, I would try to walk, like, try to find, go to one of my friend's house or something.
So you would try to walk to a friend's house?
Or call them.
I don't know. How would you know their number?
I knew a lot of my, we would get the directory from school, so I would call my friend's house.
That's smart.
Yeah. I'm not an idiot.
I definitely would have enjoyed it the first day. I'm not gonna lie.
If I'm 8, I wouldn't like
I think
that.
I would have been like, yeah. I made my family disappear, like, the way he does.
Yeah, he's a little too hype.
And then I would eat ice cream until I threw up, and then I'd probably, like, call the cops. But the thing is, too, I also have a humongous family, so, like, it's not... Someone would have gotten me.
Yeah, someone would have
gotten me. They're just an awful family. They're just an awful family.
They're awful.
I feel like they probably didn't forget him on purpose. However, and don't ask me why I thought this when I saw this movie, but I was like, that kid's gonna get a full ride to college, because can you imagine writing an essay about that? Oh. You're getting a full ride to college. And I hate movies like that. They don't tell their family what they did. He's just like, I just hung around. I'd be like, no, I caught two of the most wanted men in this city.
Didn't he, like, order pizza, too? Or, no, that was before.
Yeah, no, he ordered pizza. And he, like, threatened the pizza guy to, like, leave it on the doorstep, or he was going to, like, shoot him.
Oh, because he put the movie on.
Yeah, he put the movie on. Like, a little psycho.
He's a smart kid.
Creepy smart, though. Like, he's going to grow up to be a sociopath.
100%.
100%.
They should do a Where Is He Now?
Yeah.
In jail.
In jail. Or dead.
Probably dead.
Because he murdered his family. Oh, that's exactly what would happen. He would come back. He'd murder his family.
I don't like that to happen.
I feel like all my Christmas things are getting real
You're just kind
dark.
Of ruining...
I'm sorry.
So I'll give you a recommendation for all of you
out
there.
I bet it's a Hallmark movie.
I'll give you a recommendation.
So it's a Hallmark movie.
No, it's from my mom. She's just had the Hallmark channel on constantly.
Oh my gosh. So does my mom.
But, like, we always only catch the end of the movie.
Of course.
So we need to, like, start. But honestly, if you just keep it on the background, if you are like me and my mom and you want a happy ending, a good love story.
It's not a good love story.
A good love
story. It's always a Grinch, like, woman who gets fired from her job and has no Christmas spirit and then, like, meets a guy who she doesn't know. And it's actually the wrong guy. His girlfriend's supposed to be coming, but it turns out to be her. And then they get locked in a cabin and the family falls in love with her. But then, like, the real girlfriend is, like, super mean and bitchy. And then they kiss in the snow. And that's every Hallmark movie that's ever existed. And there's, like, Coco and a crazy grandma.
I'm just gonna go.
I was pretty on point with that.
No,
yeah,
I was just saying, if you want to have some nice holiday cheer, easy...
And someone that used to be on, like, Nickelodeon or Disney, like, 25 years ago, but is, like, no longer relevant, makes it, I guess,
do you have a riddle?
Yeah, what happens at the end of a Hallmark movie? Easy. Trick question. Okay.
I was just saying, if you wanted to have, like, some nice holiday cheer to get you in the mood.
If you don't want to watch Home Alone thinking that Kevin turns into a serial killer, maybe you should watch a Hallmark movie because I kind of feel like I need that a little bit
Meg ruined Christmas.
I might have ruined Christmas. Wait, do you want to hear a fun fact? It's kind of sick, but it's, like, a fun fact.
Okay.
So I read a BuzzFeed article that was, like, a bunch of fun facts about Christmas movies. And one of them was that Jim Carrey for The Grinch had to wear so much makeup and prosthetics that the sensation was, like, comparative to being buried alive.
Oh.
So they actually had to hire a CIA person who trains CIA agents on how to survive torture to train him to, like, be okay in the suit.
No, I'm not going to think of him the same.
Well, he is.
Well, he's a Looney Tune.
But I just thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
Like, the things you do for movies.
Method acting, man.
I just got the answer to this, but I don't know if other people would. I should probably look to see if that's the actual answer, but...
We'll give the riddle.
I'm gonna give the riddle. How do I find the source? Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So... Where's it?
Okay. You lose it?
No, I got it. I'm not heavy at all, but even the strongest man in the world cannot hold me for long. What am I? That's a gimme. That's a Christmas gift for you guys.
One more time.
I am not heavy at all, but even the strongest man in the world cannot hold me for long. What am I?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. It'll blow your mind.
Wow.
I hope we, like, made you guys think, got you pumped for Christmas. I think sorry this, if I ruined some
this
movies.
This one was a thinker.
Yeah, this one was, like, definitely a ponderer.
This, yeah.
But Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa.
The Hanukkah's over
too. Merry birthday. That whatever it is that you celebrate,
yeah, whatever
or
you
do,
celebrate, and if you don't celebrate, I hope you have, you know, it's like a nice weekend.
Yeah, like just a joyous time with like friends and fam or
just
like whoever.
Just do something fun and try to do something nice for someone, especially around this time.
And
of
just
year.
Have a drink, you know.
But if you don't drink,
have like, a cocoa
or ice cream.
Yeah, or just like whatever.
But just do something that makes you happy.
Yep, and we'll catch you before the new year, and we'll have some best ofs when we come back.
Will we?
We will.
Cool.
We will. Blue Pages 9.
All right. Bye, see y'all.